This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic. Gummit. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. This is the perfect cup of coffee, and it stays the perfect cup of coffee thanks to the space age design that is the Burnout Mug. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. I was being serious, and it's a valid question. We need to ask Eric Swalwell a very simple question. How many Americans would it be okay for you to murder to achieve your goal of disarming us? Very fair. This is he's the MSNBC stalwart who recently wrote an op-ed advocating that the government confiscate the guns that make people like him wet themselves and then imprison those of us who decline to surrender them. I look at AR-15 semi-automatic pistols, pump shotguns. I look at a whole swath of weaponry as a basic tool of freedom. Some of these fall into a category which the ignorant have decided to call assault weapons. And these are primarily what the people I know own. And these are the ones that would be kept and bore in the effort to protect ourselves and our families and our communities and our Constitution. But Swalwell would make these citizens felons. The problem is that a patriot here in the United States is only dangerous to two different types of people: criminals and aspiring tyrants. And, of course, he wants to make these guys, these patriots, felons, because they are a threat to criminals and aspiring tyrants. After all, that's what leftist Democrats like him are to begin with. And we know that some people would resist this kind of tyranny. People all over the world are resisting the elite's commands. The Brits have Brexited. The French are rioting because they don't want to sacrifice their livelihood on behalf of the global weird weather religion. And a decree to suddenly manifest itself that the Second Amendment is not a thing anymore would provoke some very serious pushback. And that's why it's fair to ask Representative Swalwell, how much blood he's prepared to shed to achieve his goal of disarming normal people. And I'll tell you, Eric, some people are going to fight rather than cave in. So what's the number of bodies you would be willing to pile up to win? And just for a moment, let's put aside the whole right or wrong of resistance. That'll be a thing. That's a certainty. That's going to be a thing. It'll happen. I know you're from San Francisco, and, you know, your big problem is not walking in human poo and not getting a syringe stuck in your Louis Vuittons. I get that. I get it. But in my travels across this country, I've met a few Americans. I've served with quite a few Americans. And we're all very ornery people. And we don't give into the kind of bullying that you're advocating right now. So you're going to have to kill some people to do what you want. And I just want to know how many people you're prepared to off to achieve that goal. And it's not like you Democrats don't already have a history of killing people for having guns you disapprove of. Remember Waco? Now, see, it doesn't matter if they were wacky, okay? It doesn't matter if they were some weird cult. David Koresh had a very established routine, and the raid on Waco took place the way it took place because they were looking to make it a public raid on Waco to show that the rubes did not have it over the federal government. This was all put together by Democratic Attorney General Janet Reno. They decided to do this because his weird band of misfit toys allegedly had some scary outline guns. One of them, of course, was the 50 caliber rifle, which everybody, you know, whenever this comes up, everybody's out there going, this could shoot down an airliner. Show me one. Show me one it could shoot down. There's a couple things about shooting down airliners. One, you got to hit it. That's a big one. That's a big, big thing. And you've got to hit it in a place where it will disable the plane. Right. So if you're at any sort of range, somebody that would make that shot is a very special individual. But that's beside the point. This is why Reno initially decided to send in the troops. Their grandstanding got four ATF agents killed. And then the remainder of the people that were at the Waco compound were slaughtered, burned to death, including women and children. So I ask you, was that worth it, you think? Maybe these creepy cultists were violating the law, but making sure they didn't have guns that were scary, worth shooting or burning alive, was that worth it to kill 80 people, including four cops, was it? So based upon this kind of a track record, and, you know, I think gun-free zones contribute to this as well, I want to know what Swelled Head wants to do. And he fancies himself a potential Democrat presidential contender. I want to know how many he's prepared to see of us die so he can ensure Americans are disarmed in order to please the leftist Californians that he represents. How many? Is it one or 100 or 1,000 or 100,000 more? How many would they accept because they don't think that some law-abiding citizen in Oklahoma should be allowed to choose what kind of weapon he has because they think they should choose for him and that choice should be none. One thing I do like about Twitter. On Twitter, you're going to get an honest representation of how vile some people are. And this is where one gentleman pointed out to Swelled Head, to Bloodlust, Representative Bloodlust, that this would spark a civil war. And he was not worried because a bunch of citizens with rifles could not stand up to a military armed nuclear weapons. Quite a troubling notion, really. Now, Representative Strangelove took a lot of grief for suggesting this, but he only put nukes off limits here after he, you know, he decided to make it all a joke. What killing systems are still on the table? The infantry, the artillery, the bombers? Because his answer assumed that he would support prosecuting a war against those who fail to obey and submit to arrest. So what means of destruction still on the table to use against fellow Americans there, Swelled Face? They want to show the hicks out there in Jesus land who's the boss. Is shooting them okay? Shelling them? Bombing them? Just not with nukes. Is that okay? So I've been overseas. I've seen the fruits of oppression. I've seen it. And understand that the leftist like Swalwell, his mentality is not driven by some notion of justice or reason, but by a cold hatred for you. And we've been disobedient. We're being defiant. We've refused to surrender our means of defending sovereignty. Our sovereignty to our elite, and that is intolerable. Because, you know, a man without a rifle is not really a citizen. He's a subject. He's a serf, subject to the whims and will of his overlords. If you fall in that category, I apologize humbly. That's a fact. So ask yourself, what's a good number? 100, 100,000 more? Where does it stop in order to get us disarmed? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Deeper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Lock and Load. Lock and Load. I've only been saying this for 6 years now. Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature regulating tra-
travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Truly the perfect cup of coffee. Truly it is within your grasp. If it takes you longer to drink a cup of coffee than, I don't know, 15 or 20 minutes, you might want to rethink the habit, but this will keep you with the perfect cup of coffee, the Burnout Mug. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. I'll let you know if there's any more specials coming up for Christmas time. Now, we got to see something very interesting the other day coming out of France. France, where guns are just about none. It's an unknown thing in France. Private gun ownership. I'm sure there are some people that own some, but I mean, it's a very, very restricted thing. And they've been having rioting in the streets for weeks. And what we saw come out of this, and this is out of a leftist who, up to this point, you know, everybody's thought, well, hey, he's the superstar. He's the Beto O'Rourke of France. He backed down on his carbon tax. Now, European countries have decided to, first of all, they did away with nuclear power. After Fukushima, they just said, we're not going to do that. It's too dangerous. It would be better if we had nuclear power because, one, it's set up. There's no carbon footprint at all. And it's a viable technology. And all we have to do is stop watching movies like the China Syndrome and actually get out there and perfect it. And it would be a fine technology to have. And as we're finding out with everything about energy, energy always has it has an issue that we might have to cross with it. For every action, there's the equal but opposite reaction. This constant trying to get out of that, this constantly trying to ignore nature is very amusing for me. So they've gotten rid of nuclear power for the most part, and they want to heavily tax fossil fuel. And this is designed, supposedly, to slow global warming. Well, in France, citizens of France decided it just wasn't worth it. Who cares about an uncertain and distant rise in temperature when you can't afford to heat your house this winter, or if you can't drive your car or transport food to market? Their response in France to these taxes was unequivocal. But the left's not listening. Not in France, not in the U.S. In the House is going to look at this and they're going to say, well, they didn't think highly enough of us to give us the Senate, but, you know, damn that, we're going to press on. We will see out of the Pelosi Congress calls for measures similar to California's recently passed bill requiring 100% of electricity to be derived from green fuels by 2045, which is just a carbon tax in disguise. More onerous than the French measure, actually. Just last month, a federal judge temporarily blocked construction of the Keystone XL pipeline, citing the president's failure to take climate change into account. And I'll tell you one thing, it's a really good thing I'm not in charge of nothing. It really is, because the first, you know, this would happen so many times where I was out there trying to do things that I know is within my purview as president. And I'd have some judge saying, no, you can't do it. And I would figure out some way to round these guys up. I'd be rounding up judges and they would be being put in jail. And then I'd let the rest of the judges look at it. And I would say, you know, you guys can make all the rulings you want. Who's going to enforce that for you? Nobody. So you better remember who the boss is here, because that's the way that is. When they blocked the Keystone XL pipeline, the reason they cited was that Trump did not take into account climate change. And that judge, Brian Morris, was appointed by Obama. His ruling would make it more difficult. Why is that plan? Let's get that out of the way. His ruling would make it more difficult to transport Canadian oil to market. See, the Keystone pipeline is to take oil the width of our country from border to border, right, down to the Gulf of Mexico. if we force Canada to ship oil by rail and or truck, guess what that increases? That increases emissions. And if you transport it by rail and you have a rail disaster on the way, then you have an economic disaster too. If you use tankers, well, then you Exxon Valdez, I'll just say that. The left doesn't care about any of this stuff. What they care about is environmental symbolism and the votes and power that comes with it. And Morris's ruling is based on a familiar argument. Fossil fuels release CO2, and this drives climate change. Therefore, any project that aids fossil fuel production must be stopped. And there are two major problems with this argument. First, there's no conclusive evidence of that. Second, most other human activities release carbon into the atmosphere to a greater extent than fossil fuel. So in order for us to reduce emissions to near zero, and this is the fun part, I can't even make this part up, all human economic development would have to be halted. Judge Morris did not go that far, but zero development seems to be the implication of his ruling. Otherwise, single out oil and gas. So, and what he's basically saying here, when I say all economic development, that means where you're at today is it. When you run out of gas, you're out of gas. When your power gets turned off, it's off. Even if you pay the bill, it's off. Once everything runs out, it's out. We have to have zero emissions. That's what they're, you know, that's what we're talking about. That's what we're being pushed towards. We're going to hear a lot more of the argument that all economic development drives climate change. They want us to be small and passive and weak, and fossil fuel production as they, that's the heart of the problem. Without cheap and efficient energy, our economy cannot thrive and our military cannot be supported. They don't want us to thrive on the left. They don't want us to be strong from their point of view. We're the great Satan with the blood on our hands, and the oil and gas industry is an instrument of evil. So this argument is just a ruse. The real object of the left's attack is American power. So when you hear all of this and everything, remember what's happening in France, and they don't have the means to resist their government. Well, such as it is. Anyway. they want to end fossil fuel. And if you have to suffer a little bit along the way, so what? You're just a normal person. I just shut up and take your medicine, please. Could you? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
USA Radio News.
Environmental protesters were on Capitol Hill pushing for what they're dubbing the New Green Deal. Former California Assemblyman Republican Chuck DeVore tells Fox News this is not a good deal for you.
I think that in America, though, with this Green New Deal, you're going to see indirect taxation. In other words, more subsidies, more taxes, more mandates and regulations. You're going to see more cost for fuel, and it's going to really hit the working poor and the middle class the most.
As protests continue over the economic conditions in France, French President Emmanuel Macron says,
I don't want to be divided. I don't want the French people to be divided. Friendship is what must unite this country.
On Tuesday, President Trump is set to meet with top Democrats in the House and Senate regarding wall funding. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Check them out at BurnoutMugs.com. I don't know why I didn't finish that up. Some things are just so stupid, I just can't let them go. I'm sorry about that. Some people get out there, Bill, just let it go. I can't. I can't let go of the victim generators, you know. The chief of police at Oakland University in Michigan is oh so concerned about student safety. He's arranged for the issuance of hockey pucks to students and staff with a union logo on them. They're very nice looking hockey pucks. Not going to allow for any hockey sticks so we can do some slap shots. No hockey sticks allowed. He's assuring the faculty and the students there, that throwing hockey pucks at armed felons will cause a distraction. That's putting it mildly. The only distraction that the average violent criminal actor may suffer in this sort of a circumstance is uncontrollable laughter. And this initiative, apparently proposed with a straight face, is yet another example of the inherent dishonesty and the inherent hypocrisy of the left. And you can bet that the chief of police, the self-described leftist, who's proposing this feel-good rubbish, is not going to be counting on a hockey puck to protect his own life. Not a chance. He carries a gun. But he piously insists that nobody else gets to have a gun. The peons get hockey pucks because their lives and safety are, in the end, they don't matter that much. And I love the gun-carrying leftists who insist that the rest of us don't get to carry guns. I love that because this is where you get to see a visual interpretation of the true definition of hypocrisy. A wise person, which I am a wise person goes armed. And they train very well prior to going out into the wild. And this is what this chief should be proposing. But with that typical leftist sneer of his, he's manifestly comfortable with his condescending hypocrisy. Now, William F. Buckley once said, I won't insult your intelligence by suggesting that you really believe what you just said. Okay? Let's talk about the gun-free zone. This is one of these things that they insist is what is needed for our safety, to not allow guns in these places. First and foremost, the only people that won't carry guns into places like this, if they're foolish enough to actually go into them, are going to be the law-abiding people. They're going to follow the letter of the law. Bad news, though. And I talked about this earlier today, and those of you that may listen to Gun Owners News Hour may notice that you're hearing this again. But here in South Carolina, the gun-free zone sign has the force of law behind it. And those of us that exist in South Carolina that have concealed carry permits, we know this. But we also know that in order for it to have the force of law, see, there's two kinds of gun-free zone signs. No guns allowed signs, whatever you want, 30-06 sign, whatever you want to call it. There's a kind that is by the letter of the law, and there's a kind that's completely invalid. The letters have to be in a certain place. The sign has to be in a certain place. The diagonal slash has to be in a certain place. The gun has to be in a certain place. You can't have a sign that says no guns allowed without a circle with a slash with a gun in it, for example. That's invalid. And if you like a shopping mall is a lovely example. Here in South Carolina, in the upstate of South Carolina, we have Haywood Mall. And Haywood Mall was known universally as a gun-free zone, or so everybody thought, because in most of the entrances to Haywood Mall, especially the main mall entrances, they had no guns allowed. Slight problem. See, I used to be in the route delivery business, so I have, in the upstate of South Carolina, there's very few places, if they were built prior to 2005, that I haven't been and delivered something there. So I've been through their front door, their back door, their side doors. I know what is on everybody's door. And they may have added some things since then, but I've gone back and checked most of them, and they haven't. Okay? So the other part about this is, in order for these gun-free zone signs to work in South Carolina, for example, they have to be on every door, every access way. Back door, receiving door, every door. If they're not, they're not valid. Now, whenever I see there's been a few new stores that have opened up around here, and I'm not going to say anything about them. Sprouts. But they've got a gun-free zone sign on the front. So I just drove around the back. They don't have one on the back. They don't have one on the receiving dock. They don't have one on any other place except their two front doors. And the gun that they have on there doesn't look like a gun to me. I haven't had anybody check this one out. I haven't taken a picture of it and sent it to anybody, but they don't have it on the back door. Guess who's going in there armed and is not? I don't have to worry about the letter of law. And that's the thing. These leftists put up these signs, and they don't, you know, they think because we're law-abiding that we don't know how to do research. I don't. You go into any of these places that have most of these signs, and you're looking around, and while they've got me disarmed, they don't have any other means of security there for me. I'm disarmed, and I guess I'm just going to have to, I'm doing it on faith. Let me tell you something about faith, okay? I have faith in God to take care of my immortal soul. But while I am here on the mortal coil, it's all going to be up to me. Okay? I don't believe we should be having faith that we will be protected from violence. I have faith that you have free will to figure out for yourself, I need to do something or not. And that's the thing. The thing about lawmakers is they're always trying to develop a world which doesn't have consequences. So they would say the consequence from the left is absolute tyranny. Okay, period. No matter what they say, no matter what they tell you, they're that's crazy. That's just irresponsible. No, that's not true. It is absolute. That's what they want. So. Gun-free zones. And all this other nonsense. And hockey pucks. If somebody, look, if I were going in on somebody throwing hockey pucks at me, I probably would just disengage and walk away. It's pathetic. There's nothing there I want. There's nothing there I could possibly need. I'm going to go away and let you guys keep lobbing hockey pucks at me. I'll get just out of range. Don't pursue me. I'm going to leave you be. I'm going to go home somewhere. Okay? Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Yes, check them out at burnoutmugs.com. That's the perfect cup of coffee there waiting for you. I tried to follow the Moms Demand Detention for Gun Sense in America on Twitter, and then I got blocked for my trouble. I've looked at some of the Twitter traffic from Michael Bloomberg and his Every Town for Gun Safety, which is her organization's chief financial backer. Combined, the two gun control groups are front and center in the U.S. anti-gun cult, and they claim to have 4 million members, although a lot of time that's just a like for something, on Facebook or something. But that's in the same neighborhood as the number of members at the NRA. Watts, and I call her Squeaky. Squeaky Watts manipulates data to craft a narrative that America is held hostage to pervasive gun violence, and how often she and her organization regurgitate the usual debunked Democrat and Democrat media industrial complex myths, lies, half-truths, and conspiracy theories. So let's run through a few of them, shall we, just so you know what I'm looking at. When Trump visited Mississippi, Watts posted the following. Mississippi has the second highest rate of gun deaths in the nation, nearly 18 per 100,000 residents. Anti-gun propaganda is a very powerful tool, and Watts has a skill set that is finely honed. Her LinkedIn profile shows that she held director and vice president positions with global reach at a prominent public relations firm, Monsanto, and General Electric Healthcare. I'm not certain where she got her information from, though, since my research showed that Mississippi has the fourth highest rate. And that's not my concern. My concern is how she always withholds the specifics based on the most recent CDC figures, Mississippi had a total of 587 firearm deaths in 2016. 268 were suicides, 282 were homicides. And this is very clever anti-gun methodology. Two out of three of the annual total of 37,353 gun deaths nationwide are from suicide, totaling 22,938. Per the CDC, firearm suicide rates are 7.1 per 100,000. Suffocation and poisoning rates combined are 5.7 per 100,000. Dig, if you will, a world where there were no guns at all. If those who were suicidal couldn't access firearms, the law of probability, in my opinion, proves beyond a reasonable doubt that some, perhaps the majority, would suffocate or poison themselves. Suicides rates have been rising the last two decades across the country, and that is unquestionably a public health crisis. A gun is still an inanimate object in a suicidal American's hands, just like a noose or a poisoned pill bottle is. So suicide rates are wholly irrelevant to legal and responsible gun ownership. And there's a mechanism already in place in the background check system for mentally ill potential buyers of firearms. Is this background check system perfect? Of course not. Just as no alleged solution pitched by Watts and Bloomberg is perfect. But here's some more suicide data. 45,000 total annual suicides. No known mental health conditions of people committing suicide. Other 8% poisoning, 10% suffocation, 27% firearm, 55%. Known to have mental health conditions, other 8% the same. Poisoning doubles, 20%. Suffocation goes up by 4%, 31%. Firearms goes down by 14% to 41%. We know that 2 million purchases were denied since 1993 due to background checks, although data is unclear as to how many adjudicated mentally ill Americans attempted to buy a firearm to commit suicide. And the fact is, being barred from purchasing a gun due to mental illness did not decrease suicide. It just increases rates in other methods. So lumping suicides into total gun death data is exploiting the dead. Then there's America doesn't have a gun violence epidemic. The Democrat cities do. They like to use graphs to show our alleged gun apocalypse. Where we have 3.6 gun homicides per 100,000 residents. And then they compare us to Canada and Japan and Britain and all. And accidental gun deaths have decreased over the last decade. In 1999, 824. 2015, 489. The other approximately 15,000 annual gun deaths are homicides. Would you like to guess what cities have and have had for years the highest rate of gun homicides? The Trace, a nonprofit established in 2015 with money from Bloomberg, does some fine data mining. Here's some figures for you. New Orleans, 46.9, Detroit, 45, St. Louis, 43.8, Baltimore, 38.1. I mean, if you look at all of these numbers and you're going down, Tulsa, 12.8. Then cities with the highest homicide, blah, 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 blah. Let's see, Chicago is near the middle. It's not actually the worst. There's plenty of others. I'm pretty sure the Trace, when they put all this stuff together, didn't understand there, the irony here. In the 2020-15 graph, every city except Tulsa has been run by Democrat mayors and supermajority city councils or boards of aldermen ranging from 15,000 consecutive days, St. Louis, to 53,000 consecutive days, and that would be New Orleans. Tulsa has a homicide rate of 17.3 versus 66.1 in St. Louis, and their murder, 12.8. compared to New Orleans, 46.9 per 100,000. But what about non-fatal shootings? Okay, what about those? Where does Tulsa come in there? Where's Tulsa? 17.3. All the other Democrat cities. And there's a lot of overlap in these Democrat cities. Once again, number one, well, St. Louis is number one. Where's New Orleans? They got to be in there. They're number four in highest homicide rates. So with gun crime data in Democrat cities and suicide data are removed from national figures, gun crime rates are low considering that we have 350 million legally owned firearms, which I think probably more like 660, and trillions of rounds of legally owned ammunition. Do you think Watts and Bloomberg know this? I kind of think they do, just like they know that assault weapon has no actual mechanical or technical meaning. I mean, if you look at Bloomberg, his entire Baby Huey squad knows what they're doing with weapons. I can't really fault them for being so out of touch with what's happening in the longtime Democrat ghettos and inner cities. Bloomberg's net worth is $46 billion, making him the 11th wealthiest person on planet Earth. And Watts' home, according to property records, is worth more than $1.2 million, with a nearly $1 million mortgage on it. It's not coincidental that the affluent, privileged white Democrats are some of the most ardent anti-gun Americans. So, aspiring gun confiscators always say the NRA has blood on its hands, but I've always thought that those with the fantasies of confiscation have more. If you want me to actually consider what you got to say, you're going to have to come to me with a real data set and not some of this mismanaged and manipulated data, okay? The gun nuts aren't. All we're looking is for the truth. And you're not giving it up. You're not telling us the truth. So, that being what it is, I'm still working on getting well. Found a couple of things out today that I'm going to try to work on and maintain and everything, which actually made this three-hour show possible. This is my fourth hour of radio today, so I'm astounded that it worked, and I'm pleased, and I'm hoping that through the holidays I will be able to do the best I can, because I certainly like being here with you. We'll be back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I beg my pops for all the trust and all the wisdom he shared.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.